In Indianapolis, two moms find themselves on opposite sides of a growing debate over public education. Their stories highlight the tensions over school choice, funding, and access, and the very different visions for how to serve students of color and low-income families. From WFII's Education Desk, Sydney Dauphiné brings us their story.
On the city's Near East Side, the school day ended at Paramount Brookside Charter School. Sixth grader LeBron is getting picked up. His mom, Latoya Tahiru, greets him in the car.
So then the teacher, LeBron, this is Miss Sydney.
Hello.
This is LeBron
Tahiru. Hi.
Paramount sixth grader.
Yep.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Put your seatbelt on, your switches back.
LeBron's mom, Latoya Tahiru, has all three of her children enrolled or graduated from charter schools. She says Paramount's approach unlocked a love of learning for her two youngest.
One of the things in schools, you know, by third grade, if a child is not reading proficiently, they're saying they're making a jail cell for them. So for me to know that my son, a young black boy who comes from the hood, loves reading and loves learning, like as a mom, it makes my heart turn and spin.
Tahiru's oldest child, who has since graduated, struggled to learn how to read. They moved from school to school to try and find a place to meet her daughter's needs and get her back on track.
I think if you take away a person's choice, then you keep them in a box and they don't have any options. And I think it's always good to have freedom of choice.
She's become vocal about this issue and began working in 2017 with the local office of Stand for Children, a national education reform advocacy group.
I have to push for not just my kids, but kids who come from communities like all the ones that I have lived in. Just the cycles of everything that I went through. No child should have to go through that.
Tahiru wants all types of public schools in Indianapolis to be funded equally, and she wants schools to adopt teaching practices that are proven to help students of color. Here she is last summer advocating for that at an IPS meeting.
When I speak, it's my words, it's my experience, it's my story. My youngest two go to Paramount Brookside.
Tahiru was responding to another mom at the meeting that said Paramount parents only advocate for the school because they're paid to.
They're not perfect. No school model is perfect, but they are doing a great job. So please stop saying that we're paid.
The Stand for Children has multiple times paid people.
That other mom attends the same meetings, but she has a different stance.
Christina Smith.
These organizations that claim to be dedicated to poor kids like mine, black and brown kids seeking better educational outcomes, are fighting against fully funded, fully public schools for all.
Smith is well known for advocating and arguing for traditional public schools online and at public meetings. She began speaking out after one of her children tested into a high-ability magnet school in IPS, but could not get in because there wasn't enough room.
So I talked to my school board member, who was a neighbor, and I kind of pitched a little fit about it.
The school added another classroom so it could let more children in. That was her start as a traditional public school advocate. And her advocacy grew when the traditional school her other child went to, Cold Spring School, became an innovation school. It's still part of IPS, but now run by an independent nonprofit.
So I started to question, like, well, why would we do this? Like, why would we become an independent organization?
The shift was part of a larger IPS strategy to give school principals greater independence from district control and more flexibility to manage their budgets. The district now has around 30 of these charter and innovation school partnerships, and they're now a focal point of the debate about how to share resources. Smith researched how the idea for IPS to work with charter schools gained traction.
Because I was really worried about, like, well, why are we handing over a public school system, like a public school, to a charter school?
She didn't like what she found. Advocates of innovation in charter schools in Indianapolis have out-of-state funders, like billionaire and former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Smith says she isn't against charter or innovation schools themselves, but she sees a dual system, unable to financially support the district and these types of schools.
We automatically create this competition that doesn't need to be there. So, like, in an ideal world, all of our schools would be fully funded and they would be fully public, right? And we wouldn't have to have this, like, market-based system.
But here's the twist. Smith's children attend a charter school, just like Latoya Tahiru.
I am a charter school parent. We made that choice, right? How could I hate myself, right? Do I want choices? Well, we've participated in choice every single time, every step of the way. So how could I not want choices for other people?
On that point, Smith and Tahiru agree.
I believe choice is a critical thing too, because what works for me may not work for my next door neighbor.
These two Indianapolis moms stand on opposite sides of a charged public debate. But behind it, each is driven by the same goal, doing what they believe is best for all children. I'm Sydney Dauphine.
This WFYI news story is made possible with support from members like you.